Amen. We serve a good God, man. I just stand in awe of all that God does. You know, the little ways that he just shows himself faithful to us. You know, I mean, I like the big stuff too, don't get me wrong. You know, I like that stuff that just knocks you off your feet. Thank you, brother, very much. You know, the stuff that's just miraculous and amazing and that just leaves you in awe of God. I mean, I'll take that. I don't want to cut that off. But I'll tell you what, man, the little stuff sometimes can be just as encouraging and just as important, you know, when God just writes his name on your day and says, hey, I'm here. Rest in me. Trust in me. Follow me. I will never leave you or forsake you. Just to know that his favor is with us, you know, man, that is awesome. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Father, I just pray, I want to pray, Lord God, that as we get into your word today, Lord, that you would just pour out your Holy Spirit. I know that you want to do great and mighty things in our hearts, Lord. Great and mighty things with our lives, God. You have called us as to be vessels of your presence, Lord, to take you and carry you into the world so that people can know the living God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you would do what you want to do today in us. Father, that we would have the grace to lay aside all distractions, Lord, and understand the gravity and the majesty and the power of your word, Lord, your revealed truth. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, I know the enemy has been busy, but you know what? He has no authority here. And I think of Gideon, Lord, that when he started out with such a mighty army, you said, no, lest anyone should wonder. And you just took him down to the smallest amount so that he needed your grace to depend on God. And you showed yourself faithful, Lord. I just pray you would show yourself faithful today, God. I pray you bless the children's church where Matt and Laura are standing in for Larry and Debbie. I pray you would bless Sarah as she's going home, that you would raise her up and bring her to complete health. Father, I pray that you would move in our midst this morning and that we would encounter you in a way that we never have before, Lord. And I pray, Lord, most of all, that you would just bind the enemy and cast him out. God, that he would have no ability to interfere with what you, the sovereign God, wants to do in the midst of your people today. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I wonder if we could have these back lights turned on. Gus, if you could reach over and just... Yeah, thank you. I'm having a senior eye moment this morning. I need a little bit of light in the room. Praise God. What I want to talk about today is not the most popular subject. In the world, in fact, it's a very unpopular subject, and people will look at you askew when you start to talk about it in various conversations and everything. But you know what? I've learned never to be afraid of the truth of the Word of God. Whatever the Word of God declares, you just go with it, because that's what we are called to do, to proclaim His truth, not to make, you know, not to build big empires on this earth or to get the praises and the adulation of men, but to just be faithful before God and declare the whole counsel of God. So I'm just going to go ahead and trust in the Lord and rest in Him, and I pray that He would anoint these words from this jar of clay and just bring His truth through me. Praise God. Every once in a while, you guys have probably seen this in an office somewhere, in a workplace somewhere. You probably may even have it at your place of work, maybe over your desk or on the wall somewhere, a little sign that says, if anybody doesn't believe that the dead come to life, you need to be here at 5 o'clock. How many people have ever seen that on a sign? Yeah, I'm sure lots of us have. I have. And you know what? Having worked 20-plus years in the secular workplace, I can testify that is the truth. You know, come quitting time, 4:30, I don't care if they've been falling out of their chair, drool running down their mouth, snores coming out of the cubicles from various places, I don't care if they've been moaning and groaning, dragging themselves down the hall saying, I'm so tired. I just have had such a hard week. Man, come 4:30, 5 o'clock, people just get life into them. And you see them flying out of the building. Yeah, I'll see you later. Have a great day. I'm out of here. The dead come to life. So I agree that it's true. Today we're going to talk about that very thing, the dead coming to life. What a crazy concept. The dead raised to life. It's actually a foundational Christian doctrine. It's part of the pillars of the faith. It's known as the resurrection. Most born-again Christians who are grounded in the Word are very familiar with the concept. You've heard it preached. You've seen it in the Bible. You've seen Bible studies about it. Unfortunately, most people on the street have no idea what you're talking about when you talk about the resurrection. They might have heard it in regards to Jesus Christ himself. They may have heard something about him rising from the dead, whatever that means in their mind. But as far as the resurrection from the dead, where someday I will be raised from the dead and you will be raised from the dead and all those who have ever lived upon this earth will be called forth from the grave and raised from the dead bodily, physically, come back to life. Most people on the streets, I believe, have no idea that that is a day headed for us. They just think, you die, either go to heaven or hell. Most people just go to heaven anyway, you know, only like Hitler goes to hell, and he's probably there with three other guys, and, you know, you just do what you want to do and try to be, don't rob any banks or murder anybody, you know, that kind of thing, and you're all right. How sad, how tragic. I mean, the only exposure most people out there have had to the resurrection from the dead is like something along the line of a zombie movie or something. You've heard of, you know, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Shaun of the Dead, I don't know, you name it. Zombie movies. And that is absolutely, totally tragic. Given the gravity of the situation, what really does face them in the future ahead, and if this is all of their total concept of what it means for the dead to come forth from the grave, it is monumentally tragic. Plus the fact that zombie movies are stupid anyway. I used to sell life insurance. I am familiar with mortality tables, and I know that most people, not all, but most people live to be at least 60 years old. Many live much longer than that. And that's around the age when most people eventually pass away, somewhere after they've at least retired or something. When you look at zombie movies, look who's in these pictures. This is the dead, by the way. You see any senior citizens up there? I think there's one in the corner. What is up with this? You know, everybody is like in their 20s and 30s, maybe 40s, maybe barely pushing 50. But you don't see Grandma Moses with her walker out there, you know, the zombie coming from down the driveway up to the house. Because I guess it's not scary. Exactly right. Who would be afraid of that? You know, here he comes. Here's 25 of them rounding the corner coming up the driveway. You know, oh gosh, let's run. Let's walk. What the heck? Most of these guys, before they died, really couldn't get around that well anyway. And, you know, they race them from the dead. They're chasing people. They're breaking through the wall of the house. Give me a break. Even if she could sneak up on you with her walker and catch you by surprise, she couldn't eat you because she doesn't have any teeth. She'd have to chase you with a blender or something, kind of get it nice and liquefied so she could get it down. I don't get it. So zombie movies, you know, it's a tragedy. They're stupid. But it's tragic on many levels. And obviously, because people have no understanding, they don't realize what is at stake when we are talking about the resurrection from the dead. This is vital. I cannot emphasize enough how weighty this issue is. This issue ought to be ponderous upon the heart of every person on the face of the planet, and especially Christians. Praise God. The resurrection from the dead has everything to do with where and how you and I will spend our eternity. It has everything to do with that. That's eternity, as in forever and ever and ever and ever and ever ad infinitum, unchanging state of being. And I have not met one person yet. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, you know, I don't want to hear about all that stuff. I haven't met one person yet who doesn't believe in death, however.